restrooms on board, make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkissCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Breathe in that feeling of summer again at Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans. Relax in your own private salt cave. Unwind in zero-gravity chairs surrounded by relaxing music and enjoy the natural therapy discovered in European salt mines for over 100 years. Detox your body and relax your mind at Ocean Air. 35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connection soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Driving in the Clearwater, Florida area to Tampa, the St. Petersburg, to Zephyr Hills. And thank you for listening to my show today. I also have Miracle Stories and the Concierge segment. And today I'm very excited because I had the opportunity to go to Soap This. It was a major soap opera event with Patty and Barbie. And they put this on once a year. You can go to Facebook and look up Soap This and see the amazing soap opera stars that came from Days of Our Lives. So I had the opportunity to interview a couple soap opera stars and some testimonies, and it was such a blessing. So don't turn that dial, because before I start my quick interviews with everyone, I love that. Thank you, Bobby. And I want to thank everyone on TikTok on Dawn Reese Show and watching as well. We got some amazing people giving me likes and hearts and everything on that as well. I do want to say something to everybody. BeamingHope.org, our church, BeamingHope.org, I want you to kind of think about this. You know, a couple weeks ago, if you're thinking that God is not working in your life, and I want to show you something here. I've got to pull it up real quick. Hold on, everybody on TikTok. So Beaming Hope Church is a non-denominational church, and it is such an amazing church. Just to give you an idea, I'm looking at something here. We have something coming up, and I just want to talk about it. It's a free Thanksgiving block party, and this is in Largo. It'll be November 18th, Friday at 6:30 p.m. at 11000 North 110th Avenue North, Largo, and if you're looking for a spirit-filled church, this is it. And miracles are happening at this church. I can't explain it. It just is. Beaminghope.org. And here's what happened to me the other day. Well, Pastor Joe had an altar call, and he was asking for families to come up and pray for other family members to really know God. And little did I know, we had a family situation where somebody's not talking to somebody, and the other one's not talking because of grudges in the family, or whatever it is, or whatever. I let it go and forgive. But anyways, so a week and a half later, something had happened in our family, and the two brothers are talking. The son is talking. It's just, I never thought this would happen. I thought it was going to be like, you know, till the end of like you're 90 years old, then you'll hear from them. But God, with him, all things are possible. And there are times I would put this person's picture on my refrigerator and pray over and say, in the name of Jesus, I want to hear from this one. And just, you know, be with him all day. And another thing, too, is watch what you put on your refrigerator. Little did I know, because you heard the sunkisscharters.com. Back in the days, I was a flight attendant, and I was like, I'm making $30,000 a year. How am I ever going to have a sailboat? Well, God has a sense of humor, because what you ask for and pray over, watch out. He may give it to you or not. Anyways, I met my husband years ago, and guess what? He has a sailboat, and we now have a sailboat, and now we're chartering it. It's a 37-foot Endeavor, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum, out of the Gulf of Mexico, and sunkisscharters.com. And the funny thing is, the boat didn't work when I first met him. You know, we lived on it for 2 years, and we redid the whole thing. It's so amazing. And I just want to let everyone know on that as well. And then we have a 28-foot pontoon boat, and we have reindeer that look like it's pulling the pontoon boat, and Santa is going to be driving the pontoon boat for Christmas. So it's up to six people, and if you're interested, you can hear this show again. And before I start my quick interviews with Soap This, I'm very excited to announce, and I'm going to be wearing this amazing title, Bobby. Look at this. Because my mom's not here to motivate me, and this is something that I have a platform to help people get through grieving, as when my son passed away a year and a half ago, and I have these miracle stories of people that died and went to heaven and the other place. And I have so many books at home that I have to read. And anyways, I am this year's, I have to put this on. Here we go, Bobby. This is my Satchez Gorgeous, has sparkles on it. I am this 2023 World's Classic Miss Sunshine State. And it goes so good with my name, because my name is Dawn. I'm not a morning person. I'm more of a, I'm evening, definitely evening. Anyways, and I've got this gorgeous, hey, do I have to do
this? Well, congrats
this
either way.
Oh, I know. I got this gorgeous crown. Hi, Terry, from the World's Tourism Pageant. And I said, every show, I'm so proud to have this title. I went to Nationals a couple years ago, but I didn't really, I won a title, but it wasn't the main title. It was a media title. It was really cool, the opportunity. And just to do this with the things that I want to do with my church and the outreaches, and I've got some really fun things. So again, Terry from the World's Tourism Pageant, thank you so much. This has made my year with all the losses we've had in the family, and this brings me joy and happiness as well as God does in my life. So anyways, there we go. And I'm so sorry about that. Somebody had just posted on Facebook that her son died too. And that's a hard one to get through. And if you want to, I will put my digital business card up there, and I will send you my miracle story so you can actually see how I got through it as well. And again, whatever you put on your refrigerator, you never know, because it may come true. Hey, and Bobby, you know, I was a flight attendant back in the days, but back in L.A. when I had my bird in my office named Caribbean, who knew that I'd end up in the Caribbean as a flight attendant for Laker Bahamas? So watch what you name your pets, too.
Wow. Might come back.
A little motivation. So anyways, we're going to go to the first soap star interview, and he's going to just tell us a little bit about his history. And I'll be honest with you, I watch soaps when I'm in the nail salon. I'm like, oh, I used to watch The Young and Restless. But this is such an opportunity and blessing that Patty and Barbie had me at their event. And let's go to that first interview. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Dawn Reese at Soap. This is amazing event. I've been in media for the last couple of years with Patty, and I'm here with this amazing actor, and he's taking his time out of his life to come down to Clearwater, and you are?
Eating bread.
Eating bread on Days of Our Lives.
Rob Scott Wilson from Days of Our Lives. You're listening to Miracle Stories with Dawn Reese.
Thank you so much. So can I ask you, can you stop her for a second? Oh, we're good. Oh, no, I meant stop. That
was, got that.
You have, man. We're back.
Didn't know if that was the one.
No, it was good. Going back to that interview, I meant stop my cameraman that was filming it. Oh. Okay, we'll be right back.
Keep play just that little end of it?
Oh, no, yeah, the whole thing.
Okay, all right, here, let's... This doesn't have the bad stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. We can't do the end.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, can you stop her for a second real quick? And then we'll just edit that.
And then go to the next one.
Oh, no. Is that it? Did it
That's
end?
It. Yep.
That's it? That's
yep.
The clip I sent you? Oh, no.
Here, hang on. I think there's a part two here.
Let's okay, see. Hold on.
Okay, this looks like a part two.
Okay, we'll do that one. All alive, right. So take it away.
It wasn't from eating a lot of bread, which I was just doing. But, no, I still eat a lot of bread. I would love another one. Can I get one more piece of bread with butter? Thank you, sir.
Craft services.
No, many years ago, 2008, I started this whole industry in Boston, where I'm from. There's a lot of filming going on there, and it was something that kind of swept me up into it. And when I found it, it really changed my life. And I would love one. Thank you, sir.
Bread on camera. We are breaking bread together. My pastor will be very happy. We're breaking bread.
We're breaking bread. That's what we're doing here. We're breaking bread. Oh, thank you, sir.
Hey. Pastor Joe.
Oh, coming in. We're flying in the butter. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
So did you have an agent?
I did. I had a small agency in the city that kind of orchestrated some of the things, but ultimately it was just kind of timing of everything and really changed my life and gave me real purpose and really found out what I wanted to do that made me happy.
How did you get your agent?
I pretty much had a small agent, like I said, in Boston that I went and met with, and they wanted to represent me for some local things, but kind of just because of, I guess, maybe a look a little bit.
He's got the look. It's the acting ability. It was a passion that you had.
It was things we developed over time and, studying and, I've been doing this for 12 years now and, it certainly wouldn't happen without having the, passion to do it, but you got to learn what to do and how to do it and you got to put your time in. And luckily, Los Angeles has been really good to me and Boston's always home and, now we're in Clearwater, Florida, so it's all good.
I used to have an office in Hollywood and Vine, did a lot of casting up there at the time.
Oh, yeah.
But do you read your social media, and where are you on social media? My last question.
Yeah, I try to read some of it, almost all of it, but some of y'all got to chill the fuck out.
Okay, we tried to get that. Sorry about that.
Close enough.
Fudge. Fee said fudge. He likes a lot of fudge. Sorry, Lola. These soap opera stars, I'm like, we have FCC rules. Bobby and I just jumped. Yeah, that soap opera star loves fudge. I mean, he just loves homemade fudge. Anyways, okay, so the second soap opera star does not. So he's on there, and we're going to be right back with Days of Our Lives from Soap This.
Hi, what is your name?
Michael Swan.
And how did you hear about Soap This?
I heard it online on Facebook.
Oh, cool. And so are you a big Days of Our Lives fan?
Yes.
And tell us why.
Because I love watching it every day, and it gives me happy moods.
Are you excited to meet the soap opera stars?
I am.
Okay. And where are you from?
Sarasota, Florida.
Okay, very cool.
So I know we have another interview with a soap star that we have a lot of testimonies. I just want to run through real quick from some of the people that just loved to be there.
Yep.
Was there another interview with
now,
a soap?
Now we have the 1-9 section.
Oh, okay, so there should be two of them on that other first one I sent you. Not? No?
Okay. Yeah, there was the two I played that were recorded videos, then I just played the last recorded video. Now we're all on the shorts.
Oh, on the testimonies. Okay, I do have another one I'll play next week,
okay.
And I'll get that on there, which is good. And so we're going to go to more testimonies. I know it's so fast. It's like 8:20 already. All right, and take it away, Bobby.
All right. One second.
Hi, introduce yourself. My name is Dawn Fontaine. I am here to meet Eric Martoff, of course, Brady Black from Days of Our Lives. Hello. I have been a fan of Days of Our Lives since I was 10 years old, which was not last week, probably 1979, 1980. I remember when the character Brady was born, even. I mean, that's how old I am. And I cannot wait to be able to meet him.
And tell us about your title.
My title is World Class Miss Florida Tourism 2023. It is at the tourism pageant that is held in Bridgeport, Tennessee in July. And I have done it several times, and I am so excited to go see my pageant sisters again and meet new ones as well.
And what would you like to say to Terry?
Hi, Terry. I'll behave myself, I promise.
Thank you.
And I know there's a couple more testimonies.
Yes, we're going to go to the next one.
And Soap This is on Facebook. Check it out.
Okay. Yes, as far as Soap This, I met Patty and Barbie probably 12 years ago. I came to the first event. I saw it advertised in Soap Opera Digest. I used to get that magazine. And I had so much fun that I've been going to as many of them ever since then. And I love it here. It's beautiful. Everybody's so nice. Best place to be.
And where are you from?
I am from Palm Bay, Florida, so across the other side of the state.
Who are you excited to meet?
Well, Nadia, I'm excited to meet all of them, but we're sitting with Nadia because I've never met Nadia. I have met Brandon before. I'm excited to see him. I'm also excited to meet, I've met Jacob before, and now I'm having like a brain freeze, so Nadia, I'm excited to meet her.
So that's exciting. I know we have a couple more testimonies. This is for Patty and Barbie. I'm Dawn Reese, your host.
Hi, my name is Kristen Schreck, Clearwater Beach, Florida.
Yay!
Yeah. I heard through Soap This through Samantha and friends, because I've gone to several of their events. And, of course, I've been a Days of Our Lives General Hospital fan since I was 7. So, of course, you love to meet the actors. I'm most excited to meet Nadia this evening, because she's the one I have not met yet. So, thank you.
I think there's one more, right?
Yes, it's just because the way I have to switch through them.
I know, Bobby has to click on all the YouTube links that I send him.
Well, they're short, so they play automatically.
I know.
Hi, my name is Marilyn Alberts, and I'm friendly with Patty that puts on these events. But I have to tell you, I have been watching Days for 52 years.
Wow.
When my son was born, I was so addicted to this show, I wouldn't even take him out for a ride until the show was over. And I'm still watching.
And where are you from?
St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay, wow. Welcome. Action 3. So I think we have a couple more, but I know Bobby's switching a room back there.
Yes.
We have 5 minutes left, and next week, I have to tell you before we go to the next one, Bobby, we're super excited. Lisa, that was my co-host for a couple of years, she is driving Uber in a Tesla, and she is giving testimonies, and she's saying, we're going to do testimony Tesla next week, and people that come in her car, she's saving souls. And we're going to hear about those miracle stories next week as well. And I've got a lot of people saying hi on TikTok. Hi, Ms. Dawn Reese. Thank you. Hi, Trevio, I think it is, and everybody else that's watching as well. And so, anyways, we'll be right back. I want to play a couple more.
Let's play the next one.
My name's Sheila. I'm from Naples, Florida. Drove all the way up to be at this event, and I'm sitting at my favorite access table. That would be Brandon Barash. I've met Brandon on several occasions. I love him to death. And I met him first time in California.
Oh, super cool.
I love these events. Patty and Bobby do a fantastic job.
I agree.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Actually, I got the next one.
Okay.
So, what is your name?
My name is David Quillen.
And tell us why you're here.
So I'm here celebrating my sister Kendra's 53rd birthday, and she's a big fan of Days of Our Lives, and so we thought we would come here and meet some of the actors that she's a big fan of today. Well, we're super excited to meet Brandon, and I know Kendra is a big fan of the gentleman that plays Brady. I think his name is Eric. So and Chloe, Nadia. Yeah, so we're excited. She knows all of them, so we're excited to meet them and say hello.
Nice. All right, thank you.
I'm Preston Hoover. I'm from Deltona, Florida. I was come down with my wife, Teresa, to the Soap event. She told me about it. And I'm here to see Eric Martsoff and the rest of the stars.
Super cool. And that's the fun thing about media. You know, I went to broadcast and journalism to learn really behind the scenes and just coming on camera and learning radio. And we actually had our own show called Around and About Orange County News. And we did a lot of soap star events up there that I interviewed. So I've been on the air over 40 years, I think maybe 15 years here. And so anyways, just to give you that little background, I used to work for the late James Brown. I was his entertainment reporter. And they go, why does he need an entertainment reporter? He had a magazine called Truth. We did all the pre-Grammy events in Los Angeles. And I do have to write a book because all the celebrities that I interviewed, and my gosh, like Eric Roberts, and when I got into an interview with him, we were just in awe of him trying to survive, and he goes, don't turn around on the paparazzi's on us. And there were like 70 people filming us, and I'm like, oh boy. And I was just into his interview. So I do have to do that. I'm gonna make time to do that. And so it is 8:26, and Bobby, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. You have this one final video, appears you're reporting here.
Okay.
The unlisted one?
Yes.
Now it's listed.
Now we'll be right back.
Hey, what a day. I've been here since 4 o'clock. It's now 9:55 at night at Soap This Event. It's been amazing. And if you go to Facebook and put in Soap This, you'll see what they're doing and what they're up to. So we actually had photos with the celebrities, soap opera stars, and also the winner. Where'd he go? Mikkel. He also was the winner of the letter. You could have been here if you would have wrote that letter and you were picked. It has just been phenomenal. The celebrity soap opera stars are just amazing with people, and they're so down to earth, and they're giving their hello shout outs for Dawn Reese Miracle Story. So we'll be back, and I can't wait for next time. And it's been a long day. So thank you for tuning in and enjoying Soap This. I'm Dawn Reese, your host.
And next week we'll have one more soap opera star, and we'll play that interview, and about 2 minutes left. So also I want to let everyone know out there, if you'd like to be one of my beauty queen reporters, I train you, I help you, I help the kids to be reporters. I have reporters all over the United States, and at the end of the month we'll have two beauty queen specials we're excited about. And so stay tuned, we're doing a lot of fun things in the area. And again, beaminghope.org, if you're looking for a good church. If you need food, we help feed you as well. And there's a clothing store. He doesn't like to call it, you know, something like a clothing store. It's free if you need clothes. So, you know, God says to feed the hungry and clothe the needy, and we do that. Well, I'm Dawn Reese, and again, we're going to close up with, I think, a fun song. I don't know, something tropical.
We want to go back to the Days of Our Lives?
We'll go back to Days of Our Lives. And thank you for joining, and we'll see you next week. Will be an hour show. God bless everybody. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life, and watch things happen.